Three, two, one, let's go! Hello, family! Today is Wednesday, March 27th. It is another day the Lord has made. I'm your brother Adam with the Watchman Adam News Channel, back with another End Times video. Let's go! Let us start the video by saying thank you for tuning back in with us today. As always, your love and support of this channel means the world to us. Thank you so much. And if you can, give this video a thumbs up and make sure you got that notification bell turned on. That way you'll be notified every time we upload an End Times video. Now, while we're an End Time News channel, the ultimate mission of our channel is to point you to our Creator, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, family, that is the definition of true love right there. Now to today's End Times video. Okay, we're going to start this video by looking at Daniel 12:10. And the Word of God says this: Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Okay, family, with that being said, let's get into today's video. And guys, this is very interesting content today. Check this out. Okay, guys, back in late 2023, a Netflix film was released that caught a lot of people's attention. The name of the film was called Leave the World Behind, and we talked about it on this channel a good bit. And guys, the film was co-directed by former U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama and Michael Obama. Now, family, it don't make no sense why a former U.S. president would make such an evil film. And family, this movie was predicted programming, and it depicts a dark future for the United States of America. Now, what I want to do is I want you to check out this headline from NowTheEndBegins.com. Check this out. Why are so many things from the Barack Obama Netflix civil WAR movie Leave the World Behind suddenly starting to take place? You know why. Now, family, everything we're about to talk about, I don't believe none of this is a coincidence. Guys, this is going to blow your mind. So, family, let's take a look at the things that are mysteriously happening from the evil film Leave the World Behind. Let's get into this, family. Let's go! Now, one of the first things that happened in the movie was a blackout of mobile devices. Well, family, check this out. 3 months to the day that the film was released on February 22nd, for 13 hours, America was in the grip of an unexplained disruption of mobile devices, just like we saw in the movie Leave the World Behind. And it came 3 months to the day that the movie was released. On February 22nd, 2024, AT&T, Cricket Wireless, FirstNet, Verizon, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, Boost Mobile, Consumer Cellular, and Straight Talk were all down across the United States, leaving customers unable to make calls, just like in the movie Leave the World Behind. So that's one thing from the movie that's happened. Now check this out. And then 3 weeks after the film was released, this headline broke. New Netflix movie Leave the World Behind, produced by Barack Obama, released as Chinese cyber army hacks into U.S. power grid and utilities. Coincidence. And you see, family, in the movie, the power in the United States was out due to a cyber attack. Now, check out this next part, family. So, in the movie, one of the scenes saw a cargo ship sail off course, crashing into the land, scaring many people. Well, family, this has actually happened a couple of times since the movie was released. Now, I think we all know about yesterday in Maryland, when a foreign cargo ship rammed into and wiped out the massive 1.6-mile-long Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Now, the Daily Mail UK is reporting that the crew of that cargo ship was trained and specialized to avoid obstacles. And that has led many to think that this cargo ship was taken over by a cyber ATTACK, and they took control of the ship and purposely rammed it into the bridge. But what happened yesterday in Baltimore did look a little bit like what we saw in the movie Leave the World Behind, a rogue cargo ship crashing into something. Now, family, this ain't the only time this has happened. If you remember a couple weeks after this movie was released, I can't remember where it was, but a ship went rogue and it actually come up on the sand on the beach, just like we saw in the movie Leave the World Behind. Now, family, in the movie Leave the World Behind, one thing we saw is that the animals were acting strange. Well, check this next part out. So, family, in the movie Leave the World Behind, the animals are acting really, really strange. And at one point in the movie, Julia Roberts and her co-star was surrounded by deers. Well, shortly after the movie was released, mass amounts of deers were gathering at monuments in Washington, D.C. And family, I can't remember if it was the Washington Monument or the White House, but a bunch of deers gathered there and stood there just staring, just like we saw in the movie Leave the World Behind. So you see, my beautiful channel family, a lot of the things that we saw in Leave the World Behind, well, they're happening. Now, I told you guys months ago, I truly felt like that movie was predictive programming. It's almost like the movie is filled with satanic prophecies that are coming to pass. And I've told you many times before, Hollywood is pure evil. Now, family, don't forget this. The movie Leave the World Behind depicts an American Civil War. And family, there's been a lot of talk lately about another American Civil War with everything going on with the southern border. Family, it's almost like Obama and the writers of the movie. This actually come from a book. It was a book first. It's almost like they have the script for things that were coming in the future. Family, none of this is a coincidence at all. In the comment section below, I would really love to hear your thoughts on this, family. Now, family, let me tell you this. Bible prophecy declares that we are living in the last days. Family, we can truly see the tribulation setting its shadow on the earth. We are in the final moments of the end of days. And the closer we get to the Messiah's return, family, this world's going to become more evil. Guys, all I can say is stay strong, endure, keep on looking up. Because our redemption draweth nigh. Because, family, that trumpet is about to blow. And when it does, you guys already know. Let's go, Harpazo! Now, family, let me leave you with some good news. And the good news is, nearly 2,000 years ago, Messiah was born of a virgin, and he lived a sinless, perfect 33 years. The man who never sinned paid our sin debt on a cross. He took a crown of thorns in his head, nails in his hand. He was beaten in front of his mother. His perfect innocent blood gushed out of his body to pay for our sin debt. That's true love. And the enemy thought he defeated Jesus because Jesus lay dead in a tomb for how long, guys? 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. But guess what? No tomb could hold our Messiah. Jesus defeated death. He defeated the grave. He defeated the tomb. He ascended to go be with his Father, the Most High God. And on this channel, we do know he's coming back for us soon. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, today could be your day of salvation. Believe the gospel of Jesus. And the Most High is faithful and just. Family, he will forgive you your sins, and that's facts. Don't waste no time, because Jesus is coming soon, and time is short. Well, my beautiful channel family, once again, let me say thank you for watching. Don't forget, give this video a thumbs up, share it, and drop a comment, because it helps us out so much, family, and we do appreciate it. And if it's your first time to our channel, smash that subscribe button and join our channel family. Because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And speaking of prayer, if you have any prayer requests whatsoever, drop them in the comment section below. We'd be honored to pray over your prayer requests. And remember, no prayer request is too small, and no request is too big for our God. And family, that's absolute facts. And if you want to make a donation to the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you could do so. Check the description box below. It's always greatly appreciated and needed. But family, as always, biggest form of support we can get from you guys is you guys' prayers. Well, guys, the next time, Brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, One, I love you and keep on looking up. See you in my next video. Take care, family. Bye.